Welcome to Will It Game, the podcast about creating crappy board games from one board family. I'm Ryan Gutowski, and joined today, as always, is...
Rick White is here. I'm going to speak just with periods at the end of every word.
Oh, that's going to be terrible. This is going to be the worst episode. Oh, man. You're on a winning streak, Rick. You've won the last couple of episodes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you feel good about yourself, don't you?
Not generally, but sure.
All right, so we have our guest host on the show. We've got James Ernest of Cheap Ass Games with us. How are you doing, James?
Hello, I'm doing good. How are you?
Excellent. It is good to have you with us, judging us and critiquing us and making us feel lesser than.
Well, the weather here in Seattle is beautiful, and I'd rather be outside. But, you know, nothing attracts my attention like judging other people.
Yes, yes.
That's what we're needing.
That's what we hear about you, and that's why we wanted you on the show. That's what all your friends tell us. No, I'm just playing. So, James,
no, that's clearly not true. I don't have that many friends.
So, James, tell us about what you do in this wonderful hobby of board games.
Well, for the last 22 years, I've been the president of Cheap Ass Games. We've gone through sort of three phases of development during that time. There was sort of a black and white period, and then sort of a we are dead period. And recently, it's been a full color Kickstarter deluxe games period. I am currently finishing up the book called Cheap Ass Games in Black and White, which is a retrospective of that entire history,
nice.
Including the rule books from about 100 games.
Wow, that's going to be really cool.
Oh, yeah.
I hope so.
That's like, Sarah always gets on to me for sitting and just reading rule books, and I'm like, if I got a big collection of 100, like, she might just go insane.
Well, you can disguise it as I'm reading and educating myself, and it's in some sort of book form, so she'll be like, I'm so proud of you, and then she looks inside the book, and she's like, these are just rule books.
She's never said the words, I'm so proud of you, but that's okay.
No. One day, buddy, one day.
One day.
So James, we are going to get started, and you picked the theme of lunch, which is going to be an interesting one. Hopefully, we have two terrible games to pitch to you. Rick, do you want to go first, or
sure.
Do you feel like I should?
Sure, okay. I can go first. I will say I am a little disappointed that the game was not around exploding livestock, as Unexploded Cow is one of my favorite games of yours.
You love that game.
Well, you know, I figured I'd try to throw you a theme that you hadn't done before, and explosions and zombies and pirates and spaceships, just nothing really sang to me.
Yeah, there you
that.
Go. But I think I've met the challenge here, and so but to lay the groundwork a little bit, you know, we've all had this problem before where it's time to go eat, no one can make a decision about where to go, except there's like two people in the group that are like so adamant about where they want to go, and they kind of get a little bit obnoxious about it. And then as everybody's starting to get more hangry, things are going to get a little bit intense. Well, it's time to take that intensity to the extreme with Hangry Fight. Now, Hangry Fight is going to play very similarly to Smash Up. There will be different decks, each representing a different type of restaurant. Seafood, burger joint, Chinese food, a taco food truck. We'll try to have at least 8 different types there, and on your turn, you're going to draw and play cards trying to influence coworkers that are sitting in the middle of the table to join your side and go to your restaurant. Your cards have different levels of power and different abilities that will impact the game. One other element that's a little bit different than Smash Up, though, is that you'll have the ability to influence the other people at the table. So if you're able to meet some certain conditions, they are now on your side, and so they would take part of your deck, and they would be working with you to try to influence the people at the table. Whenever you reach a certain amount of influence for one of the restaurants, that particular restaurant type is going to win, and that is Hangry Fight. Sweet and to the point.
This setting reminds me of an old theory we used to have about corporations, and they would reach a certain size at which they lost so much time with people arguing over what they have to lunch that they should actually hire a full-time lunch lady whose job is to tell groups where they are eating.
That's a smart idea.
Yeah.
Now we'll just put an app in place, and you press it, randomize it, and that's
sure.
where you're going.
That's actually
well.
Really
I mean,
good.
That's the next step of any new hire, right? Is to then figure out how to replace them with
exactly.
software.
Yes, people are dispensable.
Okay, Ryan, the line has been drawn in the very wet sand.
Yeah, I guess the good part is that he was ripping off Smash Up, so I'm going to go ahead and rip off Boss Monster.
There you go.
So we call this one Coworker Chowdown. It's lunchtime, and everyone wants to get 5 minutes away from their computer, so the lines are forming and in this corporate cafeteria. Everybody starts off with a pretty basic cafeteria setup. You're serving one type of food, and then you start to realize that the people who are lining up in the cafeteria want different things from different places. So your job is to outfit your lunch line in order to attract the most coworkers in the corporate environment. You want to bring in some Mexican cuisine. You want to have some Italian food. You want to throw pizza out there. But if you diversify yourself too much, you're not going to attract anybody. Five cards are going to roll out at a time. These are going to be people. It's not going to be the same pixel art as something like Boss Monster, but it's going to be more of like the stylized, like chunky art style of these corporate people in corporate clothing and stuff like that, carrying their briefcases, holding their laptops. The art style is really going to be attractive, and you're going to be building out these lunch lines to attract these people and get the most people to come through your lunch line. Now, one of the problems with having too many people come through your lunch line is that they can tap you out of food. And that would mean that you have to wait an entire turn to restock your items. So you don't want to get too many at one time, because if you attract four of the five people, you actually sit out one round and you can't serve anybody that next round. So you got to be cautious about how many people you're attracting and trying to manage your lunch line in Coworker Chowdown.
Coworker Chowdown. Mm-hmm.
So, question: does the game come with hairnets?
I think five hairnets, because it's a five-player
game. And orthopedic shoes.
No, that's actually an expansion.
Oh, okay.
That's for the hospital expansion.
Yes, yeah. Very nice.
Yeah, and we have some sort of you have to sign paperwork at the beginning when you open it. It's got some sort of legal agreement that you're not going to sue if you slip and fall. That sort of thing.
Yeah.
I think all board games should just have that.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, just to make it clear that there's a lot of fast action going on in this game. Like, there is there's real danger in this box.
Yeah. Keeps those lawsuits at bay, you know?
Yeah. In fact, you, it's a opening terms and conditions on the box. Like, it's all sealed up, and in there it says, by opening this box, you agree to blah, 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 blah. Nobody will ever read it, just like regular terms and conditions, and it protects us all.
Yeah, you guys should definitely check out, I think we've got it online right now, the opening of the rule book for Witch Trial, because that's a game about lawyers.
Really?
And the first page of the rule book is entirely in legalese. It's a joy to read.
Nice.
Some of that good nighttime reading material.
I'll add it to the list once I grab the book.
Yeah.
Well, I love both of those games, Boss Monster and Smash Up. I don't know if you've done them any service by doing this to them, but...
yeah, we've definitely sullied their name in a lot of ways.
It's going to be hard to pick a winner
here. Well, you know, you're welcome for not ripping off one of your games just out here, you know, blatantly. You know, at least we had that kind of
respect. The odds are 1-2.
I had a Doctor Don't Kill Dr. Lucky parody thing with lunch lines, but then I chose not to do it.
Oh, nice. Well, I think I'm going to have to lean in favor of Ryan, because his game doesn't have the word fight in it, and you know it's hard not to make a game without the word fight in it. But I'm curious, Ryan, about your balancing mechanism. I think that you're on the right track.
Okay.
With saying that you don't want to have too many different kinds of food but I'm not sure you've got the because right. I think you're going to find out when you've actually got the pieces built that there's other ways to balance against that.
Yeah, I like how Boss Monster, in all honesty, I like how Boss Monster kind of challenges people to get the right combination to attract the right adventurers to their dungeon. And I was thinking about this, you know, I can't remember right offhand how many different warrior. I know there's like cleric and warrior. I'm trying to think.
You're now blatantly expressing how much you ripped off this game. Like into the details of the actual game to expand on how much this is not an original idea.
No, but I was trying to think of a couple different cafeteria foods that would go good with that. You know, that would be equivalent. Honestly, when you reskin some of these games, they have a different feel. you know?
Yeah.
And so
we used to do this with Magic, like in the early days of trading card games. Yeah. You know, me and my buddy Paul Peterson would just joke about all the Magic ripoffs and how they are not any differenter.
Yeah.
That they're not nearly as different as they think they are. So we did a game called Science where everybody was a powerful scientist trying to, you know, win control of a scientific conference. And we would sort of explain it so close to Magic. You know, we have five colors, but it's different from Magic in two ways, because first there's yellow and second there's no blue.
Like,
so different.
If you can't see the differences, then it's your problem,
not
ours.
Definitely. Well, James, thank you so much for the win on Coworker Chowdown. I appreciate it. Help me.
I could tell you were hungry for
help
it.
Me. Yeah. Help break me out of my losing streak. James, where can people find you online, and where can they find out more about the book that is coming?
Well, Cheap Ass Games has recently become a small part of Greater Than Games, and so we're all sort of in flux as in terms of where you can find us all. I'm still on Twitter at Cheap Ass James, and that's probably the easiest place to find me, although I think I probably tweet about once a week.
Okay. Cool.
And we just finished a Kickstarter campaign for this book, but it's going to be opening up its pledge manager shortly, and the book itself should be shipping in the third or fourth quarter of this year.
Nice. Well, we'll be looking forward to it. Thank you so much for joining us. And if you are a listener of this show, be sure to head over to facebook.com/oneboardfamily. You have an opportunity to vote for either Hangry Fight or Coworker Chowdown. Did James make the right call as our guest judge, or do you think that one of these other games should have won?
And if you're not a listener, sure, we're really confused how you got this message.
That's true. This is how speaking works with me. You've been on the show for 33 episodes, you know. So thanks again for listening. And until next time, we'll see you at the table.
Punchboard Media,
where we all
bring something
to the table.
Pull up a chair
at punchboardmedia.com.